I actually second agree with what was said by my two colleagues. The importance of amplifying and giving resources to civil societies and especially also small collectives of volunteers who often do very radical and important work, but outside of their workplace, and who sometimes do not have awareness of what can be. What they can, how they can enter the UN forum, and how they can actually have access to experts like you. So just also this importance of reaching out and bringing in and having these conversations. But then, of course, it's a challenge because most of this work is volunteer work, and I'm really thinking about Black feminist small collectives everywhere, who most of the time they do that while also caring for the family, while also working. While so there is an issue here of do we pay these people? I think that's something that has to be thought about the actually the ecosystem and the economy of anti-racist work. Who capitalizes on anti-racism? As you said, there is this risk of tokenism, tokenism and the business of anti-racism. And it's interesting to see that this business, most of the time, is for the profit of those who is historically and still now are racially dominating. So I think here there is a kind of a tension, a challenge, and I think UN institutions and groups have to promote or think or advance ideas about this ecosystem or these economies of anti-racism. And the second thing is that I think it would be important to think about how to make institutions that benefits, for instance, from UN funding or from UN approval or certifications or for national fundings in the framework of anti-racist legislations and policies, to how to make them accountable. Because taking again a very local example, what happens if a university just after 2020, as Professor Andrews was saying, universities suddenly changed their equality office and renamed them as equality and diversity offices. But who makes them accountable? Nobody, because they are very autonomous, because we are in a neoliberal higher education system. So that means that there is no stakeholder towards whom they really have to be accountable. So I'm just This is not really a solution, but I'm just thinking this is a point of vigilance, how to make accountable groups and institutions that benefit from certain funding, huge funding, and that proclaim that they are promoting diversity or that they are fighting racism, but that tend to do that in a very surface level. Is there a way to, I don't know, elaborate certain standards or certain achievements that should be reached by them? I don't, this is a reflection. Yeah. Starting process.